Nigun Dveikus for Tefillas Rosh Hashanah. The previous Rebbe writes that from his childhood years, he remembers the lengthy avoda of his father on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, when he would daven in a heartbreaking voice with the Nigun of the Alter Rebbe. On the second night of Rosh Hashanah, 1941, the previous Rebbe told a story that the Alter Rebbe heard from the Magid about the second night of Rosh Hashanah by the Baal Shem Tov, when the Baal Shem Tov said to his Talmidim, "Our Father in Heaven wants to hear how His children say His praises." The Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov would encourage and be makar of the simple Jews. They would often visit the marketplace to speak to them. Once, one of the Talmidim, the Tzaddik Reb Kahas, saw two horse dealers speaking together in the market. One said to the other, in Tehillim it says, "Be not like a horse nor like a mule that does not discern, whose mouth must be held with a bit and bridle. A horse thinks that a bit is put into his mouth, so he should not forget how to chew. But you should not be that way," he said, addressing his friend. "You should understand." When the Talmud repeated it to the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov became emotional and began to sing a niggun with great dveikus. This is the source of the niggun with which the Chabad Rebbeim would daven with great dveikus on the first night of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh my, 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 my